Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up and ain't a goddamn thing changed, not to one little frickin' degree. Anyways, it's also the second day of November 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 50 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 53 degrees today for the climate base and cooling on down, cooling on down. Man, I'm dreading the snow. I truly am. Anyways, we're just going to get into a little chat when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, before we jump into anything here, I was listening to the intelligence report on the micro effect this morning. And, Cornkey was going over what was going on down at the border, and it came to a point where he was talking about him yelling, we hate Trump, we hate Trump. And he said, that's just like saying we hate America, we hate America. And they do hate America, make no mistake about it. That's not the argument. But he said that Trump is the president. And that's one thing I'm not going to listen to, just like I'm not going to listen to this fucking straw man vote bullshit. We're done with it. Now, we've been bending over backwards trying everything we can because we want our people united. God damn it, the enemy's plain to see. But then, I called in and I said, no, he's not the president of the United States. He is the president of a business. He's a CEO of a corporation. But he ain't no goddamn president. And I said, I hate Trump too. Does that mean that I hate America and I hate the American people? Then it means I hate that goddamn international communist Trump. And this whole fucking thing here is nothing but an orchestration. It is a goddamn production. We all know it. We went over it and over it. Then Joe McNeil, man, oh God, he was so incensed.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
The Republican Party is a private party. It's all fraud and deception.
Yes, sir, it is. It most certainly is. Anyway, so McNeil comes back up, and he is incensed. Because, you know, all along, I mean, you know, we've all discovered we knew what Trump was before he went in. I mean, he was the trick to get, Hillary had been elected, we'd already had the gun confiscation would have came, we'd have got this shit under fucking way. But old Joe McNeil, you see, he started talking about, we all know the country's been taken over. We all know that we've been betrayed, and there ain't one honest politician, says he. And then he says, you know, we've had the programming, we have Dan Hassel connecting the dots. And every time when he comes on, people just turn it all off. You guys know why? Did you ever go listen to it? I've heard them proclaim that they are Judeo-Christians, that they are part of the Trump coalition, and that what they are is a bunch of politicians out of Idaho and California and stuff. They fly back and forth to Washington, D.C., and they, you know, swap spit. And the whole thing is to vote in the local, you know, for the locals. We've talked about it before. For the local goddamn son of a bitches that betrayed us to get back into power. And Joe McNeil, you got to wonder which face the son of a bitch is talking out of. Because he admits the country's gone. Trump's a traitor and everything, but how come nobody will listen to Don? These people, he's saying, you people, you're complaining. No, they're coming right before you. Ain't going to do, you sit on your ass. You ain't going to do nothing because they're the people that are doing something. You won't step up to support them. Dan Hassel. You know, the goddamn Judeo-Christians. You know, the goddamn, reinstitution of the old guard. I mean, he's contradicting himself. And has admitted, I mean, you cannot not admit that goddamn Donald Trump is a goddamn international communist. He goes, well, it wouldn't have mattered who we put in there. It would have been the same. Well, let's just listen. This is Joe McNeil 1 week after Donald Trump was elected.
I'm Joe McNeil. Let me throw this out there. I don't know if this is a discussion or not. It's like I listened in all day yesterday, and there's somewhat of an avoidance to avoid talking about Trump, man. I want to make a point here this morning. We have been talking about Hillary the HUD, who isn't worth talking about. We've been talking about Obama, who isn't worth talking about. We've been talking about these two people. And, of course, others for the past at least, no less than 8 years, and certainly Hillary longer than that. And now we have a new president that America obviously has chosen, who defeated...
Obviously chosen through the straw man.
Okay. And he's working on keeping all his promises for America. Of course, somebody's already said, there was 18 or 20 promises, his campaign promises. And
I'll end DACA on day one.
In office. He hasn't even been there.
Sign the executive order, day one.
About,
Trump is a communist. Trump is a commie.
You goddamn right he is.
Okay, so now the ridicule comes. I want to point something out here. If we reluctantly, we're going to quit talking about Trump. I don't recall any time in the past 8 years when people were volunteering to quit talking about Obama or Hillary the HUD or anybody else. But somehow we feel because, we have this new champion or something that we can't talk about him. We can't. Celebrate the fact that, oh, look, he's actually doing it. We can't talk about that.
And ow, it hurts.
I've seen some posts. Oh, I have some Trump stickers, but I'm afraid to put them on my car. It's like everybody's afraid to mention that the fact that they might have voted for Trump.
Because you're a pack of cowards.
Trump is headed in the, he's going, man, he's headed in the right direction. No, we can't talk about those things. But we can sit here and talk day after day about the crap that we've been dealing with and have been talking about for the past minimum of 8 years. And I want to point out something here. If people are afraid to talk about Trump at this point and continue to show their support, what would you expect the man to get done?
I don't want any leader.
He doesn't have any outspoken support anywhere.
I hate all of them.
We don't want to talk too much.
I hear you, Charlie.
Because we might be a Trumpy.
Trumpet. You're a trumpet, you goddamn Tory.
Which tells me that the propaganda, brainwashing, limited line of thinking, go nowhere attitude has been well ingrained into the people of America. And they will remain silent even though they might have a champion, maybe a God-sent man.
God-sent,
you know,
Trump!
Kind of like the Jesus thing. You know, they send somebody to save you, he's got all the answers. And we'll
all the answers, man!
I get the doubt part. You know, I get the question. I get the looking over your shoulder, not knowing what to expect because of all the crap that America's already been through when it comes to politicians and politics and healthcare systems. You know, I get that part. But until we create some sort of a positive attitude or a positive atmosphere or the positive American who's not ashamed to say, I'm not ashamed to say, hey, man, this guy's headed in the right direction. I'm not going to sit here and pick him apart because he only accomplished 10 out of the 20 that he promised.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He realized things will take a little longer. But he hasn't even been president for a week. And already the ridicule has started to go. What,
because we knew what he was when he was coming in. Not like you, you ignorant cur.
I can get off the air.
Good.
Forever. That's not.
That would work.
But as long as I'm sitting in the seat and there's somebody that's doing the right thing, I'm going to support that person verbally, financially.
With your money.
Requires. And when somebody asks me walking down the street or I'm in a conversation somewhere, I'm going to tell them, yes, that's the man I voted for.
Through your straw man. That's who you voted through for, through your straw man, you dirty, treacherous son of a bitch. See, this pissed me off even more because he went on, he said, all the people want to talk about is the goddamn Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the common law. He said, and this is his words, to hell with the Constitution, to hell with the Bill of Rights, to hell with the common law, to hell with you, Joe McNeil, you fucking Tory traitor. There's going to be no joinder of our people because those motherfucking 3%ers and oath keepers and those politicians out of goddamn Idaho, and California for the logging industry, the farming industry, the ranching industry, the ones that are pushing for their own to make sure that they got what they want. Their power over you. They don't give a fuck about your rights. The thing is, we talk about here, we try to tell you who you are and what your power is and why you got the right to shoot these dirty son of a bitches, including his fucking gang down there out of this goddamn country. And you better be looking for it, McNeil. You are the enemy. You have identified yourself as the enemy. And I will be calling into Mark Gornke's show because Mark didn't say another goddamn word because you took his fucking program over. But I am going to be calling into him. And I say, Joe McNeil said this morning, to hell with the Constitution. To hell with the Bill of Rights. To hell with the common law. Where do you stand? Because I'll tell you what, we'll fight every fucking one of you. We will fucking wipe you off this fucking planet. You're not gonna have what you want. We're gonna have what we want this fucking time. We're gonna have the Bill of Rights. And we're going to have our common law and we're going to have goddamn justice. I cannot, and oh that, yeah, oh, and the last thing, why we're talking about all this, you know, this stuff like the fucking fact that this is a corporation, that it was in 1868, our fucking rights were removed, when we're trying to explain to everybody what happened and the fact that these son of a bitches, we are not their property. Well, I mean, you want to talk about all that? You never talk about the Bible. Now, I think we have talked about the Bible, Joe. We pointed out that it was the churches that first violated the first article of our Bill of Rights and joined with the fucking corporation to enslave us all so that the goddamn to the mega churches could become filthy rich power. I'm so pissed. Filthy rich and powerful. And they did, and they're right down there on that fucking border aid in this invasion right fucking now. you treasonous piece of shit. I'm telling you, I will not listen to the Intel report no more in the morning. I'll keep playing it, and I'm gonna ask Mark. I'm calling Mark on this afternoon at fucking 2 o'clock. I'm calling him. I'm gonna say, which is it? Because see, Dan Hassel, why won't you people come over there and join with these motherfucking industry people to get their goddamn power back so that they're the fucking authority, so that you're their property instead of that fucking international communist property? Wouldn't you rather be Dan Hassel's buddy's property? Dan Hassel, well, you know, every one of these son of a bitches have worked in the government. They've all been a part of the goddamn fraudulent corporate government. Every one of them. This is who Joe McNeil wants you to back. That's why he wants your goddamn money for his satellite. To get the message out for these son of a bitches who can afford to fly all over the goddamn country. I was at Washington, D.C. last week, and I just got back here meeting. It's the same old shit. Butter your own bread, Tory. Because it's going to be the last fucking bread you eat, you dirty, treasonous son of a bitch. Now, that being said, border troops bracing for possible clashes with armed crackpot militias of the U.S. citizens, not migrant caravan. Well, fucking duh. I mean, this whole goddamn thing is so blatant and on his face and everything. But no, man, we got to go with the Trump coalition. He's getting things done. He got some religious people put in the executive, and I'm religious. And that's all that counts, because this is a war between God and the devil, and the rest of us better just stay the fuck out of it then, huh? The majority had better just fucking step back and let you guys go at it, huh? And then when the last of you are left, whoever's left of you who have killed who, we'll come in and fucking slaughter you. How about that? To hell with the Constitution. To hell with the Bill of Rights. To hell with the common law. What the fuck are we fighting for? For your fucking, what's your agenda there, buddy, that we're gonna fight for? Dan Hassel's agenda? The Judeo-Christian agenda? The Trump coalition agenda? To put the good old boys who fucked us in the first place back in power so we can... I'd rather be hip-hoppity. Border troops bracing for possible clashes with armed crackpot militias of U.S. citizens and not migrant caravan. Well, duh. This is from Boing Boing, sent in by Jim for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. U.S. military intelligence analysis documents obtained by Newsweek reveal that defense officials do not believe there are terrorists or other national security threats present within the so-called migrant environment. So just let them in. And they are going to be let in. Despite this, Trump has demanded that up to 15,000 military troops, and this is NATO troops, 1,500 military troops be dispatched to the border to brace for an invasion that doesn't exist just before the midterm elections. Well, the invasion looks pretty fucking real to me. Like I said, I don't need them to hear him chanting, I hate Trump. They're coming at me with a Honduran flag, and they're coming in divisions, okay? I get it. And as far as people doing something, what the fuck have you ever done, Joe McNeil? Except fucking bitch and whine around because goddamn things ain't going your way. Your good old boy, redneck, Tory fucking way. These documents show that U.S. troops are preparing for encounters, not so much with asylum seekers. Oh, they're just asylum seekers. That ain't an army of fighting age men coming your way. They're asylum seekers with pregnant women and children up in front of them. But with armed white supremacist American crackpots at the U.S. border, because they are the ones with all the guns, not the migrant caravan. Ooh, but how's that looking to you? How's that looking to you? Preliminary intelligence. See, that's why they don't need the guns, because Trump's sending the military down there, and then the United Nations will be right in there to make sure you ain't going to do nothing about them, but just watch them walk on by and get their goddamn check and head into your neighborhood to hack your fucking children up. Fools. In a PowerPoint presentation from Saturday, the Joint Force Land Component Commander threat working group prepared an intelligence assessment for Pentagon officials as they began to carry out Operation Faithful Patriot. Boy, if you tell, what that means, I mean, is that like the Patriot Act? Faithful Patriot, that's mean betrayer patriot? Betrayer goddamn Tory? The interagency operation with the Department of Defense and led by the Department of Homeland Security that started Tuesday. The preparation or the presentation is marked as unclassified FOUO LES, whatever the hell that means, meaning the documents are of official use only and are law enforcement sensitive. Newsweek obtained the operational planning documents earlier this week from the different Defense Department sources that have direct knowledge of U.S. Northern Command's mission. That's NORAD, ain't it? NORAD? Mission on the southern border. The documents take a detailed look at the point of entry location spread across the southwest border and accesses where the caravan might travel. Two areas of concern to U.S. intelligence officials involving points of entry and transcontinental criminal organizations is the point of entry. See, that's what they're going to break this down to. Oh, there's some bad dudes in there. And the bad dudes are the only ones going to stop. The rest of the fucking divisions are going to come on in. They're going to show you a goddamn little bit of film footage. Oh, we got this MS-13 gang. I mean, they'll get four or five of them. Enough for some pictures. And they'll continue to pour over your border. Like they've poured over your border since the first week that old Trumpy was in. Since the first year old Trumpy was in. And now the second year old Trumpy was in. Pouring across your border like never before. Point of entry, Brownsville, Texas, where the Rio Grande is located between Matamoros, I'm not going to try to speak all these Mexican words, Mexico, and San Ysidro, point of entry separating San Diego, California, Tijuana, and Mexico. The assessment uncovered news reports that combatant commanders might encounter unregulated militia members along the southern border in alleged support of U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents. They estimated 200 unregulated armed militia members currently operating along the southwest border report incidents of unregulated militia stealing National Guard equipment during deployments. They operate under the guise of citizen patrols supporting CBP Customs Border Protection, primarily between POEs, points of entries. According to the documents go on to highlight historical protests that support immigrants across the United States border. These protests in some cases have shut down points of entry controlled by the Customs and Border Protection, but the assessment concludes that protests are normally peaceful unless extreme right or left groups are around. Hang in there, people. We're just getting rolling. There you go. Might as well hit this one next. Get her here. Trump ends catch and release for border crossing, claiming asylum. Do you believe it? Do you fucking believe it? Are you going to believe it? Get out there and vote. Get out there and vote that straw man. Commit the highest fucking treason you can commit if you don't understand what I'm talking about. Do it. This is from the Daily Mail, sent in by Mark Schumacher for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. President Donald Trump issued a dire warning to would-be immigrants making their way toward the U.S., warning that thousands of U.S. troops being sent to the border would return fire if caravan members throw rocks at them. Trump, and that's when you have to bring in the UN, because the UN is the peacekeepers. Trump has already ordered thousands of troops to the southern border and was asked after delivering a fiery speech at the White House whether he envisioned them firing on people making their way approaching the border on foot. I hope not. It's the military. I hope there won't be that. But I will tell you this. Anybody throwing stones, rocks, like they did to Mexico and Mexican military, and that's laughable, too. That's one thing Corning is real correct. I mean, fucking throwing rocks at the federales, they fucking mow your ass down. This is a goddamn production. Mexican police where they badly hurt police and soldiers of Mexico, we will consider that a firearm, Trump warned. You mean those same goddamn federales that escorted him right down to, or you're going to escort him right up to your goddamn border? Because there, and when you're seeking asylum, you have to go to the country nearest to you. I'm sorry. And not to mention, don't forget, all that son of a bitch Trump, that treasonous piece of trash, has to do is pick up his magic pen and sign us out of that goddamn refugee treaty, just like he signed us out of the Iran nuclear treaty, just like he, you know, we have no president. Maybe it ain't legal. Who in the fuck knows anymore? Because there's not much difference when you get hit in the face with a rock, which, as you know, it was very violent a few days ago. Very, very violent, he added. The president invoked a potentially violent confrontation at the border and referenced clashes that have occurred in Mexico with Mexican authorities. This is an invasion, and nobody's really questioning that. The president said, if this is a fucking invasion, why isn't it being treated like an invasion? This is what you're gonna do? I mean, if the Chinese invade, you're gonna set up tents for them down on the fucking border? You're gonna send down NATO, North Atlantic Treaty troops? Foreign troops down there to greet them? To feed them? How do you meet an invasion in a country? I mean, I'm lost here. I don't watch the old John Wayne movies when I was growing up. And invasions were met with goddamn gunfire, cannon fire, air fire. This is an invasion. If it's an invasion, then there is no question. You just declare it's a fucking invasion. You take the army down and you turn them. You shoot them down. Cross that fucking line, you die. Trump issued the threat after he delivered a long rant about illegal immigration from the White House on Thursday, blasting a clogged court system, called out people who jumped the line of legal immigrants and blasted what he called academic abuse of the system. We're 2 days from the election, guys. Once it's just like the fucking bullshit we've lived with all our lives. Coming up on the election, jobs, jobs, jobs. It's jobs, jobs, jobs. Now, immigration wasn't the reason that he got elected. I mean, you've been listening to it for the last year, for solid. That had nothing to do with the economy. It was about the economy. That's why people voted, went out and voted. I mean, that had nothing. And really just kind of keeping this, but man, you're coming up on the fucking election. Here we go. No, we got to stop this goddamn invasion in this country that's been, well, actually going on harder and getting more people across since I became president than it was under the last thieving lying son of a bitch. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and then they refuse it off you. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Creator gave. The war was fought. side fought by those who buy and sell the slave. Lives told, face bold to the ones to be convinced they're brave. Once more, that few selects who gets to fill the grave. Well, I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off grizzly bear that's sleeping. The respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. My rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkid will dream. If I don't have tomorrow and know to find my Browning is clean, don't come for my gun if you think that I ain't all that I've seen. I heard history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Is off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. Dumb down our kids. There's MK Ultra, AIDS and SIDS, chemtrail clouds, GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say good. It's your rights that I'm fighting for. Together we will not have to run. Your house, your spouse can protect against whatever they're from. Foreign and domestic are two types of enemy scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I heard history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Is our grizzly bear that's sleeping.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:37 Pacific time, and that was Thurman Nowlin with "Don't Come for My Gun." Or he came. I mean, shit. All you can say is shit. Bring the people together. You betcha. What they want, they don't want to get rid of that goddamn federal corporate, illegal, that fucking treasonous United States corporation. They don't want rid of it because it's been very, very good to them. If they would just only fucking take our rights away, the rest of the goddamn people, it would gotta be perfect for them. And that's why I called into that program. Because Mark was trying to make it synonymous with saying, I hate Trump with I hate America. I know they fucking hate me. And they may, they're yelling they hate Trump because they're paid to. Because Trump is as much a part of it as any of the other actors in this, including the Zionists over there in Israel, who are his masters. That's what they're supposed to yell. It's about Trump. That way, see, you get Dan Hassan, you get Joe McNeil over there, and then you got that other fucking force. And then we go, you gun up with them, and then the other side guns up with them, we shoot each other. And they're left with the goddamn spoils of war. The president invoked a potentially violent confrontation at the border. This is an invasion, and nobody's really questioning that. But then why the fuck ain't it being treated like an invasion? Why aren't you down there bombing the shit out of Mexico for aiding that fucking invasion? Trump issued that threat after he delivered a long rant about illegal immigration from the White House on Thursday, blasting a clogged court system. The White House had touted the policy change, but the president was unable to deliver any new executive order legislation or other formal action, and he won't. I don't think he's going to sign shit 2 days before. This is just, let's just get out there. Goddamn, everybody you hear, every commercial, everything. You got to get out there and vote. You got to get out there and vote. You got to go vote that straw man. You got to give that corporate consent to the corporate occupation and give that corporate consent to you being the property of the fucking corporation. That's what you do when you sign that piece of paper, traitor. Trump issued, asked at one point about current obligations via U.S. law and treaties. There you go. There's that treaty. All that son of a bitch has to do. I mean, all of this glut and glitter and all the billions it's costing us, our people from our wealth of our country. Pick up that pen and sign it saying we're pulling out of the refugee treaty. It's all over. But he's not going to do that, is he? Because it's not, that's not the production. That isn't the WWF wrestling fucking game they're playing on us. To consider asylum claims, the president currently responded, they're going to court. As crazy as that sounds, they don't have to go to court. Donnie, all you have to do is take one of those, get that magic pen of yours and sign that, sign us out of that fucking treaty, and they're turned around. They ain't got, there's nothing here. No refugees, no kids, no shit, no nothing. Turn back or die. The president once again said the U.S. would build tent cities to manage the problem of would-be asylum seekers and said, we will be holding the families and children together in the tents. We have other facilities also, but what's happened is we are holding so many facilities, so many people that our facilities are overthrown. So what you do when somebody invades your country, you build facilities at your country's expense where your own fucking people don't have a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out in the richest country on planet Earth. But I guarantee you, unlike me, when you fucking, I mean, they need some dental care. There'll be two or three dental hygienists and dentists there for them. They'll be everything that you can do to accommodate your colonization forces, huh?
Henry.
Yes, sir.
Have you read about all the detention centers in China recently? I mean, it's like they're holding millions and millions in detention centers now in China.
Well, they'll build these detention centers for this invasion, you see. But once they let them walk on across your border and then the people start fucking shooting back because they have no goddamn choice at this point in the ballgame, guess who's going to be in those detention centers under UN control? It's going to be you and me. If they can get us there, it ain't taking me.
Yeah, this is just a prelude to that, I think. If you look toward the future, I mean, we're just being set up for the big kill here, you know? I mean,
absolutely. You have to be a goddamn fool not to see, or a McNeil, or a part of it. What are you, a part of it, McNeil? You Tory? You are a Tory by definition of the English language. And Dan Hassel is a Tory by definition of the English language. You're that second element that Mark Kornke talks about at the same time he's talking to you, and you are listening. He's talking about the second element. The Trump element. You know, the Trump coalition that you have openly declared that you are a part of and that you are pushing, that you're building across this fucking nation. Dan Hassel. Joe McNeil's buddy. Joe McNeil's comrade. Joe McNeil's fellow goddamn Tory. We don't want this shit. We want our fucking Bill of Rights back, and we want our fucking common law rights back. We are the authority, and we'll show you the hard fucking way. You don't think we can do it? Give it a go. We outnumber you 10,000 to fucking one, and you know it. You always talk about how we outnumber them thousands to one. We outnumber you tens of thousands to one. I don't give a shit what you think you have. We will fucking walk across this nation, and we will fucking lay it flat with your asses. They're being overrun, and we're putting up temporary facilities. Eventually, people will not be coming here anymore when they realize they cannot get through, Trump said. Asked if the children will be held in tent cities, Trump responded, "We will be holding the family and the children together." Remember, this is President Obama that separated the children. They go into all this fucking horseshit about Obama. "We're working on a system where they stay together. But I will say that by doing this, tremendous numbers, you know, under the Obama plan, you could separate children." Well, you know, this left-right phony fucking paradigm and people coming up trying to defend that fucking Alex Jones piece of shit. And they never did anything about that. Nobody talks about that. But under President Obama, separated children from parents. But President Obama separated the children from the parents and nobody complained. With the election just days away, the president complained about it. Catch and release. Oh, again. Oh, here, we're going to stop it. It's going to stop, guys. And on day one, we're getting rid of DACA. And we're going to send every one of them out of this country. They have poured, since he's become president, they have poured over this country in record numbers. They've broken the records. They've come over just like nobody's fucking business. You've got just what you got out of Obama. You got goddamn footage of them picking up. We're getting the bad dudes. Well, wait, they're all bad dudes. They're coming here to take what's mine, you son of a bitch. They're all bad dudes. From the fucking fighting age man to the bitch with the one in her gut. They're all the fucking enemy coming here to take what's ours. You dirty treasonous bastards. Immigration system, he said, failed because people are choosing not to show up for their court appearances. They never show up at the trials. They never come back. They're never seen again until they hack somebody to pieces, the president vented. The president vowed to take very lawful action at my disposal to address the crisis and emphasize asylum as in particular, but he was vague on providing any details. That's to keep it, you know, get out there, sign that goddamn ballot. Be the traitor of all fucking traitors. If you understand what the straw man is, if you don't understand it, go look it up. Go find out what the straw man is. See what you're signing for. You are okay in the corporation to make you fucking property, you fool. He said he was finalizing a plan to end the rampant abuse of our system, asylum system. He complained about drugs, crime, and a caravan of immigrants making its way towards the border. "We're not releasing them into our country no longer." Remember these words. Read my lips. Day one, DACA will be signed. They'll wait long periods of time. In one of many tangents, he vented, fentanyl is killing our youth. The president said members of the caravan would not be getting asylum. You want to bet? Let's go on to the next.
I wonder what country those tents are made in, Henry. I bet you it's China.
Probably Israel. They get all the big contracts. Where you're just throwing the fucking money like it isn't nobody's business. If they were building an F-16 to defend this country now, I guarantee all the components would be coming from goddamn China. But something like tents, I mean, goddamn, you know the money to be made. But they're going to have the air-conditioned tents. They're going to be living. I mean, then you go look at the tent cities and how our goddamn people are living across this country. American nationals. Not a fucking word about them. Migrants traveling to U.S. sue Trump. Government claim violation of constitutional rights for Fox. And this is how it's going to go, just like it went, just like we told you it was going to go. A dozen migrants traveling by foot from Honduras to the United States to seek asylum filed a class action lawsuit Thursday against President Trump, the Department of Homeland Security, and others claiming a violation of their due process under the Fifth Amendment. The Fifth Amendment states, no person shall be compelled in any criminal case to be witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Well, tell me this, people. If everybody in this goddamn world has our Bill of Rights, why aren't you going down to Honduras and enforcing that Bill of Rights? Why aren't you going down to Honduras and going into their courts with it? Because on the other side of that fucking line, those rights don't exist. And you have no right to come into this country uninvited. It's called invasion. And just because you step across that line, that doesn't make you a fucking American. Let's see here. A recent PBS report cited former Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, who ruled in 1993 case that it is well established that the Fifth Amendment entitles aliens to due process of labor. Fuck you, you corporate piece of fucking dog shit. No, it doesn't. Because that would infer that you can just let them come on in and take what's mine without giving me due process of law. And this fucking country belongs to me, buddy. You see, this is why they want to get that 14th Amendment up in front of these same son of a bitches so they can codify this horse shit, this fucking treason. It counterdicts the Ninth Article. It can't be. And the Ninth Article, I got to tell you something, that's ratified law. Fuck that ratified law that protects the people. They have due process rights. No, they by God don't. They are invaders. And, well, listen, it's better. 12 Honduran nationals, including 6 children, are listed as plaintiffs in the lawsuit. The suit, which was filed Thursday in the D.C. U.S. District Court in Washington, said it's widely known that Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador are undergoing well-documented human rights crises. So we got human rights abuses down there, and we're sending them billions of dollars? Wonder who's facilitating. And like I said, they show up. Look at them. Do those look like fucking people that are being abused to you? Or do they look like fat-ass bitches getting ready to go down to the free Walmart? By the way, I had to go in to get my tooth, I had to get ready to get this goddamn tooth cut out of my head yesterday. So I'm in town on the 1st, and I go to Walmart. You want to see fucking free Walmart? Go on the 1st. Go on the 1st of the month. Walk in there and just look at it. Man, they've come in there. It's fucking giveaway. The lawsuit also claims the plaintiff's right to Administrative Procedures Act and the Declaratory Judgment Act were being infringed upon. I don't see that in the Fifth Amendment. And I don't see that nowhere in the due process of the fucking law. Do you? Administrative? That sounds like admiralty. Which is what they are under. And the admiralty says, that, I mean, the authority we gave them under the admiralty jurisdiction that was never supposed to come on our shores says somebody tries to invade. You don't just let them come on in. You're there to fucking stop it. You're there to protect my property. And this country is my property. And you can't remove it from me by just bringing somebody in and telling them that they can have it. That is not the due process of law in that Bill of Rights, which was ratified. Right here, the Administrative Procedures Act. Oh, another act. We just made an Administrative Procedures Act that says that foreigners have fucking the same rights as a goddamn American in American when they come here illegally. But this is done by the corporation, so this is the federal corporation. It's all a part of the same fraud. The fraud started in 1868 with that 14th Amendment. When we were named property, they same guy, what they're telling me is they got the same right to be property as you and I do. Well, they might have some, they'd be under the administrative authority to kick their ass out of here to make sure my property is secured, but they sure as fuck do not have the same rights as an American national born of 2 American nationals in this goddamn country. This is my country. I can trace my lineage in this country back to past the colonies. It belongs to my people. Judgment, okay. The Central American migrant caravan now numbers approximately 4,000. See, they play the same fucking game. Remember that? We talked about this when this whole thing began. There's 10 zillion of them. Then there's the first they started, there's 700 of them. And then there's 70,000 of them. Then there's 5,000, 2, 1,000. Now there's 4,000. We'll see, like I said, when you shows up at the border, there probably will be 4,000. And come into the borders of California and Texas and Arizona. But you're not going to, the rest of them are just going to go on around there to New Mexico where they're not even sending the military. straight across the national park and up into the Indian reservation where the Indians have already been paid to give them shelter, to give them sanctuary. I mean, isn't that a, if this is an invasion, isn't that somebody inside our borders aiding an invasion?
Well, they're going to White Sands Missile Range, Henry. I know exactly where they're going to put it, where they're going. That's where they're going.
Of course they are. And they're going to cross right over, and then they're going to say, you can't touch them. This is sovereign territory. Then you're aiding and abetting. This so-called president just called this a fucking invasion. If you harbor an invasion on U.S. soil, I don't care if it is, you call it Indian reservation, you can call it sovereign, whatever the hell you want. It's within the borders of these United States of America. You are harboring an invasion. That is an act of war. You better understand it. All of you better understand it. It's all fun and games until the fucking people start getting hurt. And then the goddamn America, you watch when these American nationals are unleashed. There is so much bent up anger out here. It ain't gonna be so goddamn funny then. You know, you look back in your own history and you see what we're capable of doing. And see if you really fucking want to do this. Approximately 4,000 down from a high of 7,200. What they say 50,000 there was going to be? And one report said there would be 50,000 of them when they got here. That's where we got a core coming at you. 50,000 plus, that's minus the goddamn women and children. So they're going to send these 77,000 or whatever down to the goddamn, that's going to be, the cameras are going to be there, Constantine wire, the lawsuits, all the shit. Meanwhile, the goddamn real main body is going to come around through New Mexico and go up on the Indian reservation where they've got sanctuary. Maybe they'll arm them up there. Maybe they'll help them come and kill us. An invasion? This is how you face invasion? Man, imagine the beaches of Normandy. Well, quick, man, the goddamn Germans, I've seen the Germans, I mean, they ran down from the hills to the beach and they started setting up tents and they started, you know, and then I love the part where they talked about that the militia down there, they'd be the ones with the guns, not these Hondurans with their Honduran flag. You don't need a fucking gun if there's nobody there to stop you, now do you? If there ain't somebody with a gun or somebody with force to stop the force, you just walk on in, can't you? If nobody's going to stop you. And then I can see this unfolding right now. The militias go down there and there's going to be some, you know, there's going to be some bullets go off. United Nations peacekeepers. That's the next step. That 150 miles, it'll be a militarized zone. The people live in, that's a lot of goddamn territory. And the American nationals living down there where you're in a war zone. You're in a peacekeeping zone. You're under United Nations authority. You don't have no Bill of Rights. Not that you've had one in a whole long time. Again, this all comes down to one thing that we have to remember. We are the authority. All the little stories they told us, the people granted the government the authority to exist. The people granted it because it's the people's power. And it was a limited authority. And they've breached the contract to the point that there is no authority. The only authority left is the people's authority. And that's why that Bill of Rights, that son of a bitch, it's in the, all of this shit that's being done is targeting that Bill of Rights to get rid of the procedural due process to try, when they try to act like that some son of a bitch just walking across the border's got the goddamn Bill of Rights and that they're a part of this country, you know, and it belongs to them and a part of it's theirs and you gotta give them half of what you got and everything. And it's all coming down to that Bill of Rights. Because like I said, this is real fucking simple. You can't let them through because you can't let them have what I have I have to have due process of the law before anything can be taken from me. And it is being, you cannot say it is not being taken from me. A portion of this country with every one of them son of a bitches that crosses the goddamn border is being taken from each and every one of us American nationals that own it. Plain and simple. Without authority. Why is it without authority? Because you did not remove my property through that Bill of Rights, which is the only way it can be removed. And it has to be removed by another American national of the authority with the jurisdiction. You don't have the jurisdiction, you son of a bitch, you administrative admiralty motherfuckers. You do not have the authority to remove the property from an American national. We are the supreme authority in this country. We have our common law to do it by paper, and we have our guns to do it with lead.
They're going to bring them through El Paso, they're going to bring them through El Paso on the I-10, then they're going to go up north of the Atacama, right into New Mexico, to the White Sands nuclear range, and they're going to hide them out there, because it's uncharted territory. We can't go in that territory. American nationals, the things are going out there, and that's where they're going to hide them.
Of course. This is all an act, though, people. Coming up on this is like jobs. I mean, God, how many times does it have to happen? I mean, you know, goddamn, everything's gone to shit. And we're fucking you here and we're fucking you there. And it comes up getting close. Jobs, 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 jobs. That's what it used to be. And they tried that economy thing. Only people are going, you fucking, what economy are you talking about? So they had to go back. All these years they've been telling us, oh, that immigration thing was secondary. That ain't why Trump got put into office. That ain't why people who never voted before went and signed up and went and did it and went and put him in office to get rid of all these fucking illegal aid. Now, it had nothing to do with that. It was about the economy. Bullshit. And the economy to the extent that these son of a bitches are coming over here and taking our goddamn wealth from us. Yeah. And the wordplay, but here it comes down to the nitty gritty, man. Here it is, hardcore, right in your fucking face. And don't worry, that people, there ain't nothing going to happen to them. Poor people coming here to take your life and rape your daughter, because they're going to be let in. They've been paid. The whole trip has been financed right up here to your goddamn border and the United Nations. Because, you know, like I said, all Trump's got to do is sign his way out of that, sign away like he did the nuclear treaty with Iran. Just sign a goddamn executive order saying we're out of this treaty and it's over. But why wouldn't he do that? Why wouldn't he do that, guys? Because it's all orchestrated, and you ever think that some billionaire doesn't want this goddamn country reduced to slave labor, digging out our own resources to pile up their gold while they are the fucking gods, because they tell you every day they are the ruling class. That makes you the ruled class. That makes you not equal to them in right. That makes you actually subservient to them under the 14th Amendment as a subject. Never forget it. Keep it in your mind, and no matter what kind of cons these son of a bitches try to run all the way through this thing, you don't got it back. You didn't win until they have surrendered to the people, not some fucking admiralty, to the authority and the jurisdiction of the people. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 3 Pacific, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern time, with another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, there's no joining. There's going to be no joinder of the people, because there's too many special interests. There's too much wealth that people have acquired through that fraudulent system that they know that it was acquired illegally. It's all a fraud. They don't own shit. And they know they have to kill every one of us. They have to keep that federal corporation in operation, or their shit ain't, or their paperwork ain't worth the paper it's written on. It's all fraud anyway. And that is The Word from the Trenches.
Have a good weekend, Henry.
You too, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!